between the U.S. and China. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden met with the leader of China today in Bali, Indonesia, for the first time as president. Speaking with reporters later, the president saying the two leaders discussed Taiwan, which China claims that is its own.
I do not think there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan. And I made it clear that our policy in Taiwan has not changed at all.
The president says the U.S. will compete vigorously with China.
But I'm not looking for conflict. I'm looking to manage this competition responsibly.
Biden says he and Xi Jinping discussed Russia's aggression against Ukraine and agreed that the threat or the use of nuclear weapons is totally unacceptable. A White House national security official telling the Associated Press today that CIA Director Bill Burns met with his Russian intelligence counterpart in Ankara, Turkey. The talks expected to underscore the consequences if Russia were to deploy a nuclear weapon in Ukraine. The Supreme Court won't hear a case challenging a ban on bump stocks, attachments that make guns fire more rapidly.
After the Las Vegas Festival massacre in 2017, in which 60 people were killed and hundreds were injured, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms decided they should be banned. Several suits were filed. This one claimed bump stock owners should be compensated for the parts they had to give up. In another case, the Supreme Court declined to hear gun owners' argument that the ATF didn't have the regulatory authority to reclassify bump stocks.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Authorities in Charlottesville say Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., the suspect in the shooting at the University of Virginia that killed three members of the football team last night, has been taken into custody. Two others were wounded in the shooting, which happened on a bus of students who were returning from an off-campus trip. Police today saying that the gunman was a student at the school. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Philadelphia could receive its first busload of migrants from the southern border this week.
So far, busloads of migrants sent from southern states have mainly arrived in Washington, D.C. and New York City. But Philadelphia may join that list as early as tomorrow. Fox 29 reports that city officials say they learned of the bus from community partner organizations. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, a Democrat, says that whatever day they arrive, the asylum seekers will be met with, quote, open arms.
This is what I don't understand about people who profess to be Christians. And talk about Christian ethics, and you put people on a bus and you send them up for a political stunt.
The bus is said to be headed to Philadelphia from Del Rio, Texas, with 52 asylum seekers on board. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Syrian woman with suspected links to Kurdish militants is in Turkish custody, as officials there say she confessed to planting a bomb that exploded on a pedestrian avenue in Istanbul yesterday, killing six people and wounding several dozen others. Another high-stakes trial kicks off today for Elon Musk.
Tesla founder Elon Musk has to defend his $56 billion pay package in a new trial. The shareholder suit argues Musk should be required to work full-time at Tesla and that its shareholders are concerned he's distracted by Twitter, something Musk himself touched on in comments to a business forum in Indonesia ahead of the G20 summit there. Musk, who runs a newly acquired social media platform, Tesla and SpaceX, telling the group via video link, I have too much work on my plate. The lawsuit asks the court in Delaware to rescind the pay package, alleging it was rigged with easy performance targets. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
There will be a wedding at the White House on Saturday. Naomi Biden, granddaughter of President Biden, will tie the knot with Peter Neal. It will be the 19th White House wedding in history and the first featuring the granddaughter of a president as the bride. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.